I was asked to read often this afternoon and yesterday two poems, one the Negress poem, and the other the Leper poem. The Negress, her monologue of dark crepe with edges of light, that sounds better. And the Penicest Leper Colony for Women, Cape Cod, 1922, that sounds better. I had to choose between them, and it seemed finally more people asked for the latter poem. And so that's what I'll read. I didn't want Pittsburgh breaking my lines. I have long lines in this book. I didn't want them to do it. And so I settled on a 9-point typeface, which I can't read, of course. Ah, that's better. Good. Have I blinded five of you in front of me? The Penicest Leper Colony for Women, Cape Cod, 1922. The island, you mustn't say, had only rocks and scrub pine, was on a blue, bright day like a blemish in this landscape. And Charlotte, who is frail and the youngest of us, collects sticks and branches to start our fires, cries as they burn, because they resemble most what she has lost or has little of. Long fingers, her toes, and a left arm gone past the elbow, soon clear to her shoulder. She has the mouth of sea perch. Five of our sisters wear green hoods. You are touched by all of this, but not by us. To be touched by us, to be kissed. Sometimes we see couples rowing in the distance, in yellow coats. Sometimes they fish with hand lines. We offend everyone who offended most, and by everything and everyone. The five goats love us, though, and live in our dark houses. When they are full with milk, they climb the steps and beg that they be milked. Their tits brush the steps and leave thick yellow trails of fresh milk. We're all females here, even the ghosts. We must wash, of course, in salt water. But it smarts, or maybe it even hurts us. Often with a rope around her waist, Anne is lowered entirely into the water. She splashes around and screams in pain. Her screams sometimes carry clear to the beaches on the Cape. For us, I say so often. For us, we say, for us. We're human and not individual. We hold everything in common. We are individual. You could pick us out in a crowd. You did. This island is not our prison. We're not kept in, not even by our skin. Once Anne said she would love to be a Negro or a trout. We live without you. Father, I don't know why I've written you all of this, but be proud, for I'm living. And yet each day, I'm less and less your flesh. Someday, eventually, you should only think of me as being a lightning bug on the lawn, or the Negro fishing at the pond, or the fat trout he wraps in leaves that he is showing to someone. I'll be most everything for you, and I'll be gone.